we remixed the album because I didn't like the original mix. I think Disclaimer 2 is far more dynamic sounding. But it was an attempt to say, look, if you're going to buy this again, don't just buy it for one song. We'll add seven others. You know what I mean? It was, and in retrospect, we should have just done an EP. Or I think after six songs, it's considered an album anyway. So, yeah, we should have just done that, but we didn't think about it that way. And we were still so green. That was 2003. It was 2003. And Dale and I, and Johnny had just joined the band, pretty much. I mean, he hadn't been here very long.
Yeah, I mean, literally, what, a month we had taken. I joined in like October 2003. We went to South Africa and then came back and started recording Broken. And which was my first official kind of recording with the band. And we were going into the process of what was to become Karma and Effect. And in fact, we thought we were starting that album when they put us on hold, and they did Disclaimer 2 and put us back out on the road for almost a year.
Yeah. So we basically, we had, as a band, we'd been in the studio, we'd demoed 15 songs, and I think most of the singles from Karma and Effect were already written, or most of the songs, actually, should I say, were written. But then there was this movie that said they were going to do this love scene with this song that's going to be great, and it's going to be such good exposure. And if you think about it, it's like the man and the woman singing together about how much they love each other. And then ended up, you know, the woman was in the actual film. There was no love scene to speak of, and she was washing the dishes while the song played on a transistor radio. So up ours. But I think it was... In hindsight, is 2020, and I think if we had done it again, we would have released an EP, a separate thing, because you know what since has happened is that Disclaimer is out of print, and that makes me sad because you know it's like it didn't exist. You know what I mean? It's almost, I mean, I know it existed, but it's kind of like, you know, songs, albums got to print 20 or 30 years down the line. You know, like try and find a Captain Beefheart album. It's damn near impossible because they're out of print and you have to special order them or whatever. So I was really disappointed that was the route we decided on. You know, I wasn't disappointed in the song or the fact that we released it or the other seven songs. I just wanted it to, you know, we should have just done an EP essentially. But, again, it's a learning curve, and you learn these things as you go along, you know. And it was based purely on not wanting to piss off the fans, to be honest, because we figured, look, if we're going to make them buy the same damn album again, let's remix it so it sounds better. Let's add a bunch of songs to it so they feel like they're getting their money's worth, you know what I mean? So it essentially is the second album, you know. But, yeah, it was, I don't know, I having learned from that mistake, I certainly know that next time, if we do a soundtrack song and it becomes a success, if anything, it'll be released as a single this time, or we'll release it we'll record an EP or something of B-sides or something. I just don't think we were very smart back then.
Broken today, I guess it's maybe, you know, even more stripped down than we've done in the past. The instrumentation's a little bit different. We have Johnny who's playing a
cajon.
A cajon.
Yeah, kind of a percussive instrument.
Which is just a box with a hole in.
And yeah, but we added all the other stuff.
Of woods.
Yeah, and then I ended up playing a little kit.
And then you play a little drum kit over that, and then we did.
So it kind of, you know,
and you
goes back
the bass.
To its original. It just feels good in a certain way, you know.
So. Yeah. We recorded it way stripped down, and then it was originally just three guitars. I actually play guitar on the song instead of bass usually. So the three of us played acoustics on it, and Johnny was on the cajon, and it sounded cool. And then, you know, just out of sort of curiosity, we thought, you know, I wonder how it would sound if Johnny just plays a kit over what we'd already recorded. And he did that, and it sounded good. And, you know, I said, okay, well, now I want to do a bass line too. So I sat down, and then I played a bass line over it. So I guess it's not 100% live, but it is in the...
It's an exclusive. That's all that really matters. I think the thing that makes this different from everything else is the part that Troy's playing. Because it's like...
Oh, you wrote the thing in the chorus. Sean wrote this cool chord progression over the original chorus. And it's kind of it's another layer on top. It's kind of a harmony to what the actual chords are. It's really cool sounding.
The whole mission today was to see if we could successfully... perform songs, but in a darker way, you know. Because we've done, like, again, we've done the acoustic.
Yeah, the lights were down.
But we wanted it to be, you know, just obviously you want it to be something that people haven't heard before, and if they have heard it before, they go, "Whoa, that's different," you know. For better or for worse, we think it's for better, so shut up.
we don't want to hear it.
Because someone, you know, someone's going to bitch about it. But it was, you know, it was fun. It's meant to be fun. It's meant to be, you know, I think, if anything, these are the last versions of these songs that'll be heard, because without rewriting them completely, this isn't, we've now done all we can with these songs. So it was interesting for us to experiment with that, and I think it was fun. It was like, it was fun for us to see, look, you know, let's take these songs that are essentially, some of them I think a little poppy, mean them up a little and darken them up a little, and kind of add some more minors and things like that, just so we can, minor chords, so we can, you know, I think, and I think in some ways, a lot of today's versions were better than the versions we originally recorded. For me, anyway, I prefer them. So it's a success.